Hello, everyone. I'm sorry to have to do this, but I'll probably be eating during this recording so that I can eat this wonderful breakfast I have here. But anyway, it's Melissa, and I unfortunately have some bad news. I don't know what's going to happen, but yesterday I fell and I fractured my foot. Now, would you believe it? It's the same foot that I fractured 5 years ago in almost the same area. Different bone, but I fell yesterday. What had happened was we were doing a lesson. And normally, my dog doesn't walk as fast when we're doing the route by ourselves. But he was walking a little bit faster than normal. And I kind of expected it because there are other dogs around. They want to keep up. And so that's kind of how it works. But we were about ready to go into this mall. And I accidentally, as he stopped at the curb, you know, we had to cross over a parking lot. He stopped at the curb, but I misjudged the height of the curb, accidentally. Actually, I think my right foot went up the curb, but my left foot, kind of missed it. I don't know how. I think what had happened was, I know he stopped at the curb and I felt it there. And the thing is, though, is he immediately, after getting up on the curb, immediately started pulling me fast. And I was trying to keep up with him. And it wasn't, like, deadly fast, like lightning. Like, you know, lightning down the block. But it was faster than I was used to. But it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't horrible to the fact where I needed to steady him and make sure that he didn't, like, drag me around. But I fell, needless to say. The pain, my foot did hurt. It wasn't as bad as my previous injury, but it did hurt. It hurt a great deal. And at first I was able to walk into the mall, but then while I was in there, the pain got even more severe. And so severe that I was crying, and a security guard came and checked on me. And I guess he had a friend there that was an EMT. So they kind of checked my foot, and they kept offering to drive me to the ambulance or call an ambulance, and I refused because I don't have very good insurance. They don't cover me very well at home. So I didn't want to be left with this ginormous bill, especially when I was going to bring a dog home. To me, it was like just, this training has been absolutely stressful, and this was the last thing I needed. So, I was not happy, needless to say. So, what they ended up doing was, they put me in a wheelchair. Oh, and after I fell, I heard the dog whimpering. I think he felt bad. He felt like he was the cause of it. And really, it's no one's fault. It's, you know, accidents just happen. You know, and I guess I'm more of a trooper in this. And believe it or not, Zap is in the crate here and he's snoring. But I heard him whimpering, and then somebody said, he looks like he's really sorry. And I'm like, oh, that's the last thing I need. So anyway, and again, I'm sorry if I sound like I've got a bunch of food in my mouth or whatever, but I'm just eating breakfast here in the room. So anyway, we went into the mall. One of the other students, who had a little bit of sight, he took control of my dog in the van. And he said that as they were wheeling me out, and when my dog saw me, when Zappa saw me, I guess he lost control. He wouldn't sit. He was whimpering nervously. His tail was moving, and he just wanted to be with me. So I think the bond is definitely, you know, there, and he really does care. So I never doubted that, but for a while I wasn't sure quite how to read him, because he's such a quiet dog. And it's not a complaint, he's just a wonderful dog. But most times he's so zoned out. After we do a lesson and I go to my room, it's like, okay, honey, I'm home. I'm going to my crate now. So, but when I saw his reaction yesterday, I really felt, you know, this dog is amazing. And I never doubted that again. It's just, for a while, I wasn't sure how to read him. But when they wheeled me into the van, and I was situated, Zappa came up to me and started licking my face. He was so happy that I was all right. And so I went back to the school. They put Zappa in an office, and the nurse evaluated me, and she said, better to be safe than sorry. We're going to take you to the emergency room, and you need to get x-rayed. So I went and got x-rayed, and the doctor came in, and he says, well, I've got some bad news and some good news, or good news, bad news. And he said, it is not a sprain. It is, sadly, a fracture. But it's a bone that you can bear weight on that foot and walk, with some heavy pain medication, of course. He didn't say it that way, but I have a low tolerance for physical pain. I go through enough emotional pain in my life. So unfortunately, I think it would have been traumatizing for Zappa, but he was not there with me at the hospital. He was safe at the school. So they brought me back. Luckily, my insurance covered my prescription. They went and got me my prescription for pain medicine. And I was talking to Walt, and he said that they have to talk to their boss and discuss options, but most likely what will end up happening is, even though I can walk on this foot, I can't do major walking. So I wouldn't be able to complete the training, although it's not a failure, you know. They'll just have to maybe continue it at another time. And I may have to go home early. So, that was totally the last thing I needed. This training has been absolute just stressful. I've been feeling like I was at boot camp. You know, hurry up and wait. It's not a complaint. I've had a good experience. But aside from the fact that some students haven't been, some haven't been as nice to me as I'd hoped, there really isn't anything that has gone wrong. Everything has been going good, except for last night, or yesterday afternoon when I fell and broke my damn foot. In the middle of guide dog training. What? I mean, tough luck, man. So, I don't know if I'm going to have to start the training over. I don't know if I'm going to get the same dog. Right now, there's a lot of unknowns. They want me to see an orthopedic doctor today. And they want to get his opinion. But it is harder to tolerate the pain right now. But the medication's helping. And I'm doing what I can. It wasn't what I expected, but I have to move on with it. And and I guess just learn a lesson here that I guess it could have been worse. It could have been worse. But let me tell you, the pain is excruciating. Getting a fracture is not fun. Not only that, but it was the same foot that I fractured 5 years ago. I have been limping a lot. And I have been getting a lot of ankle pain. But part of it was that these long walks I've been doing. But I've been making my way through it. So, but last night, I asked Walt if he would do me a favor. 'Cause I have a feeling I will be going home early, guys. And I have a feeling it will be without the dog. Even though I've completed more than half of the training, I still have like a week and 2 days. I was talking to Walt last night, and he said that he'd be afraid that I'd go out, and this shoe they gave me, I guess it's a special shoe for fractured feet. The toe part is open, and they're afraid that, you know, all the snow's melting and there's puddles everywhere, that I'm just going to walk and get my foot wet. And being the fact that I'm walking with a limp, the dog might start to pull me faster and I might injure myself. So I think they're concerned about that. They don't want to risk injury, and I might, I'm gonna call my insurance and let them know what's happened, but I might be, set with a big, huge bill. I'm not happy about that, but I guess my health is important, and I gotta take care of my foot. Um, And also, I probably will be coming home early without the dog. So I'm not happy about this. I asked Walt last night, I said, can you do me a favor? I said, can you please let me see him for one last time before I go? Because I don't know what's going to happen. Today, I'll know some more answers, but it's all unknown right now. They want me to see the doctor, see what he says. They want me to, I guess, then they'll figure out their options. But right now it's very, very unknown. And my foot's in a lot of pain. And I don't know. Even though this wasn't as severe as my last foot break, this is still setting me back. It's hindering me from achieving my goal. And this does not make me happy. So I don't know what's going to happen. All I can say is, everybody, please pray for me. Please pray that I'm able to travel home safely. I've never been thousands of miles away from home with an injury. When I broke my foot, it was just at home at the church. So this is different. I'm still shocked that it happened. It's hard to take in. And part of me is like, did this really happen? I mean, did I actually break my foot? Even though I did, and I know I did. Part of me is just not so much in denial, but like, wow, there are no words. There just are no words. Things have just been really, really rotten for me. Especially last year. And right when you're experiencing the big highlight of the year, something happens like that. And I just can't believe it, you know. Part of me is just in complete shock that something like that would happen and that I would be hindered once again from achieving a goal that I had set. But I'm not giving up. I'm just a little down in the dumps. Because if I don't heal in time, if it's too long, I may get another dog. And let me tell you, when they brought him in, Walt brought him in to see me last night. Normally he's a very calm, quiet dog, but they had to hold him back because he ran into the room panting. I've never even heard him pant. He ran into the room panting excitedly, but they didn't want him to step on my injured foot, so they had to really hold him back and bring him in slowly. But once he came in, he jumped on me and he started licking my face, and I guess he was just happy to see that I was okay. So I don't know, you know. So the bond is starting to form. Obviously, I know he cares a great deal about me. But I don't know if I'll ever see him again. I don't know right now. So I'm, I'm asking for prayers, for support, for anything that'll help me. And that's all I can do at this point. That's it. I just gotta move on down. So, I guess that's where it stands at this point. I'll update people later on as things progress. And, that's pretty much all I can do. So, I am going to...
Publish. Close. Public. Con. Pause recording. Button. 7:32.
I'm going to have to stop the recording so I can really finish my breakfast, because they're going to come up and get the tray pretty soon. So anyway, I'm going to let you guys go, and just prayers and support and love, and yeah, thanks. Take care, everyone.
Publish button.
Bye-bye.